All right, y'all, welcome back to another episode of the B-Team Podcast.
Yes, sir.
We got a good one for y'all today. We covered a variety of different topics, including dap etiquette, bathroom etiquette at your girl's house.
We did talk about
how that affects LeBron's legacy.
Yes. How does that affect LeBron's legacy?
Skipping Shannon. Yes. You know what I mean?
Bidets.
Gunna's new track. Are we listening to it or not?
Yes.
And most importantly, we got a tweet of the week. At the end, you're not going to want to miss that.
You're not going to, trust me.
I'd say most importantly, bidets.
Yeah, bidets.
To be honest with you.
If y'all fuck with bidets, leave a like, subscribe, ring the bell if you like warm bidets.
Yeah, if you like getting your shit splashed by the bidet, ring that bell, comment, subscribe.
And if you don't, tell us about it in the comments too. But we got a banger of an episode for y'all. I don't know what the fuck episode this is anymore. I hope you guys enjoy it.
But if you do, tell us that you do in the comments.
Yeah.
Off-white jeans. I feel brand new. Throwing some McQueens. I just lead by example. Gold medals on my neck. Kurt Angle. I'm a big boss. Really nothing I can't handle.
Support for the B-Team podcast today is brought to you by Manscaped, who's the best in the business for your balls,
Number one.
Monarch. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Manscaped. Because of Manscaped. Squeaky clean.
Hey, yes. The performance package is the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Over 7 million men worldwide trust Manscaped.
Oh, my gosh.
And we have a deal for you. 20% off with code B-Team at manscaped.com.
Manscaped.
And, you know, if you got a beard like these two gentlemen over here, go get you a little beard hedger. You know what I mean? If you got nose hairs like him, go get you a little weed whacker. And stop playing. Stop playing with your hygiene, y'all. B-Team at manscaped.com. Get you 20% off and free shipping. Back to the pod.
Yeah, it was good with the boys.
What's happening?
We're back. We're better. Let's go with you, bro.
What's good? How you doing?
What's going on?
Yo.
Yes, sir.
When did that become like the norm? Like when did like, because I feel like we've been doing that forever. Like dap, clothes. Dapping's always been like a norm. But like our ancestors were probably, you know, like they're high-fiving. Like imagine like you pull up like, yo, like that's crazy to me.
That was probably a recent thing too. People were probably just high-fiving in like the 70s or 80s or something, you know?
I think it was always the
high-five.
It was probably
like handshake as well. Yeah. Like, oh, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, the formal handshake.
The handshake or the fist bump or the, it's the producer calling. Oh, hey, crazy.
Hey, tell the editors to chill, bro.
Yeah, it's all good, man. we're not going to.
Hey, Tony, nah. Tony, we're working right now.
I know, it's crazy.
Hey, no damn, Tony.
That's crazy.
But like, when did that get normalized though? Like, I feel like for us, like, do you ever feel like a sense of like validation when like you're meeting someone for the first time? Like, there's a little of like fear that like you're going in for the dap and like, man, like I don't really know how are they gonna come correct? Like, the worst is like if they hit you with like, you know, like you think you're getting like one of these, but they hit you with
they slide out.
Man, that's
like, actually the worst.
I feel like there was a point in time where like we probably did that, like in high school, like the slap bump used to be
a hit, you know what I mean? But now it's like
middle school. Yeah, I feel like I've been like closed hand, like the fucking, what would you call this?
No, like, I mean, that's like, there's this, and then there's also the one where it's like this, and then the fingers link up like this.
Yeah.
And then they have that finger link up and snap afterwards.
That's some LA shit. I feel like that's some SoCal shit.
That shit's way too cool. No, the SoCal shit is the slap bump, bro. Mm-hmm. Like a certain demographic, you know what I'm saying?
Like, no, I feel like there's different, I feel like that's like the white part of like Southern.
That's what I'm saying, a certain demographic. You know, I went to a school with a lot of white people, and I would run into this problem a lot because I'm going in expecting like solid dap, right?
We've been getting
like
some solid go-ins firm handshake, go-ins,
and then like as soon as they like wiggle out of it like that, it's like,
bro, it's like devastating. Why? And like sometimes, you know, like there's also like the fucking, you dap, but like there's like, I don't know if that's what they're going for too. It could be like the quick slap and then it goes through like the hug.
That one's cool because
like, you know, it's love.
Yeah,
but like it's
but
like
the slide bump, like it just feels like they don't want to be there. It's like they weren't trying to dap you in the first
how about
place.
The elbow touch.
What?
The elbow touch where someone just like touches elbows with
the
you.
COVID elbow.
Well, that's
touch.
COVID, like,
elbow,
yeah, touch. That's the quarantine was good.
Specifically,
when you're going for the slide bump for me, bro, is like if I'm expecting you to be like a firm dapper and you hit me with the slide bump, it's like It's like off rip. Like, I don't even fuck with you like that.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't care about the
like,
rest.
I know our friendship will not blossom into something beautiful.
Whatever conversation we're about to have, I don't fuck with you. Like, I want this to be clear.
I already want to leave.
Bro, there's been, because like, there's low key like anxiety that can, have y'all ever had like you go for like, you can't, but like, I feel like you can set the precedent. Like, you go like arm cocked out. I feel like low key, if you really think about it, it's like the equivalent to like the triple threat in basketball. Like, you know, triple threat in basketball is when you have the ball by the hip and you can either pass, dribble, or shoot.
You take when the defense
gives you. So you're right here, right? And if you see them go out all the way, you know, all likelihood, you're probably getting the sandwich, you know, like the little like closed fist. But, you know, you're ready for anything because then they could come up to you. And what if they're just someone that just goes straight knuckles? That's crazy.
Straight knuckles, I'm chill with straight knuckles. Like, yeah. If I don't know them that well and like.
Well, really, so there's a difference though. I feel like if I'm walking by someone, like, that's different. But if I hit him with the little, that's cool. That's cool.
The side palm.
The side side knuckles, those can hit. Yeah. But, you know, if you come up to someone real quick and you're like, like, what are you, a Power Ranger?
Like, what?
Pretty fucking fist.
Trying to interlock knuckles.
Y'all ever, anyone ever pull up to you with like the Goku, like the Goten fusion?
I haven't tried that one yet, but I need to. I need to try that one.
I've been waiting for you to pull up on someone and be like, oh, what's good, bro?
That's my twin for real.
My treacherous twin. No, but I'm saying, though, the triple threat. You're out here. You can really, you know.
Yeah, you read and react.
You read and react. Exactly. Because you can go from that. You can go to a little slap hug. And, like, if they quickly shift to the knuckles and you see them coming, pause, you can immediately switch right to that.
I got a question. So we're talking about, it sounds like we're only talking about like dapping up like our male homies. What about like the side hug with like our close like girlfriends? Like, is it the side hug?
I go regular hug. I normally go regular.
Is it a dap?
No.
Are you dapping up the girl homies? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, girl homies are cool to dap up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of them, most of them know how to dap.
That's
know?
True.
If it's a girl homie,
like, it's usually this.
No, dude, in the office. Like, in the office.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Yeah.
In the office, like.
They give you the proper firm dap.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you got, like, the handshakes. You got,
it
like,
is the handshake.
Yeah, you got, like, the handshakes.
What is the firm dap called?
What do you mean?
The handshake?
Like, this normal one. This normal one? Like, this? No.
Oh, like the regular. Oh, yeah.
What is this called?
Oh, the slot.
I don't know what it's called. Why are you
love?
Asking? I don't know what it's called. I don't know what it's called.
Real. It's called real. It's called the way to greet. Have y'all ever act like, this is a very traumatizing event for me to recall. Have y'all ever gone for, all right, go for the dap that we just did? Hey, man, nice to meet you. Hey, how you doing, Robert? It's like you feel like you're a lesser person. Like, I'm talking to this gentleman. This like, yeah, my dad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, dad.
Yeah. And then the worst is when your grip isn't strong enough.
Well, because, you're going for the slide, but he's true.
He pre-squeezed
He's already,
you.
He knows, yeah. Like.
Now you're squeezed in. You can't even squeeze back.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think it's a power play in a sense where it's like, oh, and like maybe if there's like girls around, you're trying to be like impressed or whatever, and you go up and someone's going for the dap, like, yeah, you know, he's not about to like, you know, have like a firm handshake right now. So you come in right there and you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? Knowing no matter, there's no shot he had, even if he's stronger, to have had a more firm handshake than you. Well, and you're like, oh, man, it's quite a limp handshake you got there. And it's like immediately no women.
Yeah. Well, that's when you're like that. That's when you put your other hand on it and be like, oh. Yeah.
Squeeze with the other hand. That's an elite power.
Wait, if it's tape that with Rob, please, just so I can see that play out.
So it's like this.
So like, I'm going for the dap.
No, I'm going for the weak dap. You hit me.
Mr. President.
Like, okay.
That's the inauguration.
Thank you so much for your service. appreciate everything.
Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, that's an insane type of like alphaing strategy, though.
It is.
It's like, oh, this motherfucker's not going for the shake. Let me just grip his shit.
Exactly.
Pause. Y'all ever gotten hit with one of these? One more time. Go for the regular dap. Soccer handshake.
I've seen that. Yeah. That's soccer handshake.
Yeah, soccer handshake. You just grip the forearms and y'all just be. I don't understand that one as much.
That's weird.
What about in sports where like dudes are slapping each other's ass like on the football field or on like basketball court?
Yeah,
that's also a dap.
What is that about?
That's a dap, right?
Yeah, it no, is. But like that's dapping like your teammate.
Like, it's like you guys are walking by, like, and then just slap ass.
It's like, good job.
Yeah.
Big play.
What is that about? Okay, well, there's a difference, though. Like, I feel like in the professional sports world, or I'm just not, any, not even wrong. Professional, like, sports world, it's normalized. But, like, bro, like, I'm going to be real with you. Like, you just pulled up right now. Like, if you had walked in, like, let's go, Ronick, and, like, fucking smack me right on my ass, like, we'd probably talk about it. Like, yeah. it wouldn't be like...
It's okay.
It wouldn't be like, yo, this is a totally normal way we always greet each other. I'd be like... Yo, man. Like,
what the fuck's wrong with that?
What's good? Like, why did I fuck with that? No,
maybe the slap ass in sports is okay because you're using your legs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you bust out like a 60-yard run or something.
Yeah.
And then you make it back to the sideline and like the boys slap your ass or whatever. And they're like, oh, way to make them legs work. You know? Pause though.
Nah.
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to play devil's
did
advocate.
Did you hoop? Did you? Weren't you? You grew up. You're telling me.
I didn't play football.
You're telling me that's how it was like. It's a basketball
slap,
thing.
Slap ass is predominantly.
It's also
baseball.
Football too.
But like, right, baseball it's huge in basketball.
Baseball is.
Michael Jordan was known for it. You know how I know? I was 10 years old. I went to my, it was like 10, 12 years old. My dad took me to like this like golf pro-am tournament. And it was like Pebble Beach. And Michael Jordan, I wasn't into golf at the time, but like Michael Jordan was one of the like celebrity captains. And I was like, I got to meet Michael Jordan. So I went, I'm like waiting for him. Like he was with like Zach Johnson was like the golfer that he was captaining. It was pretty much just fucking chilling with. Mm-hmm. And I, in between holes, I have my little autograph book. And I got an autograph from like Phil Mickelson earlier and like someone else. I was like juiced. And then like Michael Jordan walks by the whole reason I'm there. And like I said, I'm like a little kid, like 10, 12 or whatever. I'm like, oh, Mr. Jordan, like, can I get an autograph, please? I'm a huge fan. And he's like, sorry, bud, captains can't give autographs. And he slapped my ass and he kept walking. And my dad at first didn't know it was Michael Jordan. And my dad was a couple people back and he's like, Ronak, who just slapped your ass? So I was like, the goat. I
was like, it's Michael, fine, dad.
And
it's
I was like,
goat.
No, but he went from like, who the fuck is that? I'm about to. I don't know if y'all can hear the ambulance in the background, but.
He went from who the fuck is that to please slap mine too.
Yeah.
go back.
I can do that. Mr. Jordan, you left one. You left two. No, but like, that's normal. And then like right after, I was like, should I sue low-key? I'm like, yo, we could get a bag off Michael Jordan. Like,
you should have sued.
Yo, as a child, like, I asked for an autograph. Instead, like, he harassed me.
Should have sued.
No, but like, you know, that shit, point being, like, that shit's like normalized because it's like, it's like a, there you go. It's like an attaboy. Like, yeah. That's what like an ass slap is.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but like, back to the point, like, please don't start doing that, like, when we see each other.
No, absolutely not. It's not happening.
But overall, though, Daps... There's some anxiety that goes into that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is, because there's a lot of different ways that you can execute, and one wrong move, you could be emasculated very quickly. Because
the worst is the worst is if you fuck it up.
Yes.
You're like, and the worst is like if you're going for one of these and you end up no one adjusts in time and you're
never
fucking getting the sandwich. Well,
that happened to me.
No,
sometimes.
It happens, and it's like if you like,
and
it's like the
like
same.
You have to laugh it off.
Yeah, it's like the same concept as like if you like got out of the shower and then took a shit. Like it's like you just got to start your whole day over. Mm-hmm. Like. You gotta, like, you be doing that, huh?
Doing what?
You be shitting after your shower.
Sometimes, yeah.
I mean, honestly, sometimes, bro. Yeah, sometimes.
Like, that's right just, after the shower? How, like, you're telling me while out. You take a shower, you need a shit?
Well, that happens. Well, sometimes I wake up in the morning, I don't need to shit. I hop in the shower, I'm like,
then,
fuck.
Yeah, then you need to go.
Yeah. And I might either
no, that's such
take
an
a shit later or... Hop out, hella wet, sit on the toilet.
Damn.
That's the worst.
Insane.
That's insane. That's insane.
Hopping
insane
up the shower fully
hopping
wet.
Out the shower fully wet, sit on the toilet.
And then going back in the shower.
What?
Yeah. Obviously wiping, still wiping.
Well, yeah.
Still wiping.
No, I didn't assume you just fucking
well,
like, scurried back in there.
Let's not waste
it. You didn't have to clarify that.
I had to
wait, so no, but like that's a crazy feeling to me. Like you're in the shower and like y'all clean your ass in the shower, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So you're telling me sometimes like you'll need to shit and you're cleaning your ass and like there's like you like there's poop coming out as you're cleaning?
No, but I mean like I feel the rumble in my stomach and I'm like, oh, I gotta get out of here.
So you get out just soaking wet, sit on the toilet, and then you try to wipe your ass after, and then the toilet paper's all wet and shit.
Yeah,
this is criminal behavior.
Then I go back inside and spread my shit like Moses.
You want to know the craziest?
Don't look at me like, yeah, I really be spreading
sure
much.
If you're listening to this, most of you guys that have listened have had to take a shit while you're in the shower. You've probably hopped out of the shower, sat on the toilet wet, or have like attempted to slightly dry yourself off at least, and then gone back in the shower. It's very normal.
But it feels wrong.
It does feel wrong.
How often, how many times a month do you think you do that?
I mean, it's not often. Like I have a pretty regular cycle, you know. Like I wake
that's
up.
That's hard.
Yeah.
I'm pretty, you
know, like I usually wake up and like within like 10 minutes of waking up, like, you know, I'm doing my thing. But yeah. Sometimes I shower earlier than I'm supposed to, and then it's the whole day's fucked up.
Y'all morning showers or night showers? I know you're a night shower.
I shower twice a day.
Yeah, it depends. I'll shower sometimes in the morning, and then I'll shower after I work out and shit.
I'm a morning shower.
Yeah.
But the craziest shit shower combo story that I've ever heard, bruh, it's like this dude that like was on one of my basketball teams growing up, and he was like, yeah, like I always wake up in the morning and like we're all like, oh yeah, we shit in the morning as soon as we wake up and then like hop in the shower, right? Like that's normal, right? Shit in the shower.
Yeah.
He's like, y'all don't be wiping after you shit and then hop in the shower though, right? And we're like, what the fuck do you mean? He's like, oh, you just like rinse it off in the shower. And I was like,
all the shit running down his leg in the shower. Yes, no. Bruh.
Yeah. So he shits first, doesn't wipe or anything, and just hops straight in the shower.
Hella disgusting. Just looking at Boosie's face as you're saying
this. This is why you can't be showering at random motherfuckers' houses, bro.
That was the takeaway. So, anyways, kids, if you're listening out there,
it's like those people that throw their toilet seat covers in the dishwasher. Can't be eating at everyone's house.
We all lived in the dorms, bro. Like the showers we've been in have probably been like in college. Like we've lived in dorms.
Yeah, but the college
we lived
dorms,
in a fucking fraternity. Like
you got to wear flops. You wear flops in the college.
You don't got to do anything.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I did.
I still got my feet.
You didn't wear flops.
Yeah, cause I'm you know me though.
He was the only one on our second floor.
How do you know that? How do you still remember that?
What do you mean?
Like how were you looking at
you
my
lived
shit
together? No,
you were looking at my shit.
No,
every
you
time
would
we
just
shower.
You would just be in barefoot.
I don't remember what your shit looked like. I don't remember if you wore shoes or not.
Well, you were the only one that like you came
don't
in
try to
silent.
Justify.
You came in silently, like you can hear like pitter patters.
Everyone walking off like school.
Yeah,
work.
And then like sometimes I'd be showering, I look to my right and you weren't there, and I look to my left and then like you've appeared.
Everyone else is flipping and flopping in the shower, and then Boozy's just like stealth mode. Barefoot.
I feel like I feel
oh
like
shit, Boozy.
He was sneaky
in the shower.
No, no, please, I hope not. No, his Boozy would just be appearing, man. Like you couldn't hear him coming.
What?
Do you guys pee in the shower?
Of course.
My own, really? Yeah. Yeah. In my personal, I pee in the shower.
Everyone pees in the shower, bro.
If you say you don't pee in the shower, you're lying. But here's a question I have for you. When you're going in, like, if you have shit to do, like, you're about to be out the house,
mm-hmm.
do you brush your teeth in the shower?
No.
No, I just brush my teeth regularly.
You've never done that?
I don't think I've ever done that.
I do it often.
I feel like if you're running late somewhere, yes, but for me, it's not the most efficient because then, like, my biggest issue is I have to find somewhere in the shower to put my toothbrush.
You don't have, like, a little, like, rack or something that you
can, I have, like, a soap thing, but I'm not going to put my toothbrush on the same thing where, like,
all right, but let's say you had, like, an extra rack in there, like, or, like, just somewhere you could, like, lay your toothbrush and it's not, like, near your other stuff.
And, yeah, I would, but I don't have a place to put my
toothbrush.
You've
never done it?
I don't think I've ever brushed my teeth in the shower, no. I've had a beer, though.
Shower beers.
But yeah, also I like seldom pee in the shower though too. Like I've done it.
Really?
Like, don't get me wrong. I've peed in the shower before, but like I always feel like it starts to smell like piss, right? Like at the end of the tub a little bit.
No.
Well, I mean, that's why you rinse it off.
I know you rinse
it
off.
You don't pee like, when you're done showering.
Like, I pee I'll in the shower the like, same amount of times. No, I pee in the shower same frequency like I pee in the pool every time. I'm just kidding. I don't pee in the pool. But I don't pee in the pool.
No, but after I pee in the shower, though, like I'll make it a point to like just get some soap or something and just like rinse it off. You know what I mean? Just
no,
it stops to smell like pee.
I mean, it'll smell like pee for a sec, and then you just direct the shower head towards the tub, and then it'll just all go away and it won't smell like anything anymore.
You're not scared it'll like splash on you and shit?
You're already peeing in the shower, bro. It's getting on my feet, bro.
What?
What the fuck am I scared of, man?
What are you talking about?
I'm making the conscious decision to pee standing up in the shower.
Yeah, and also, like, I'm in here to be clean.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, soap my body, get everything, and I'm like, time to pee.
Let me rinse myself off. Yeah. It's not what we're doing
it's
here.
Natural.
It's not what we're doing here, bro.
It's all natural. Yeah. It's me anyways.
And for some reason, actually, it's funny that we bring this up. I feel like I have to pee more when I'm in the shower.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I can't speak to that, but yes, yes. I 100% relate.
I don't know why. Just I feel like I have to pee way more when I'm in the shower.
It doesn't make
it's like when you need to pee and then like someone, it's like raining outside or like someone.
No,
like
I think it's just like muscle
like
memory.
Big bodies of water. Or maybe you just associate showering with peeing.
Well, talking about water doesn't make me have to pee, but like dreaming about water typically means I'm like, oh fuck, I gotta wake up and go take a piss.
Dude, that's true too. Like I had a dream like 2 nights ago. I had a dream that I was just like, no, it was a week ago. I was literally just like standing in a waterfall. Like that was the dream. There was no plot. There was no plot. It was honestly hella boring. And I was just waiting to wake up. And I was like, but it was like the waterfall just kept getting more intense. Like there was no other characters. There was nothing happening. It was just me standing like right next to a waterfall. And then like the waterfall started getting more intense. I'm like, this dream's hella weird, bro. Yeah. Like I'm getting like hella anxiety though. I woke up at like 5 a.m. and like my fucking bladder's full. And I'm like, fuck, I gotta pee,
yes.
Bro. Yeah. It's crazy.
Shit is crazy. Yeah. Your boy though was really seeing chunks of his shit coming like out while he was like spread eagle in the shower or like.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like he wouldn't even like do like a little dab to make sure like nothing.
Not just like straight no toilet paper, nothing.
So
into the shower.
What prison is he currently in?
So this is
what maximum security penitentiary is he currently serving life in?
So this reminds me of one of our homies. You guys all know who this is. I'm not gonna say his name right now, but he just got this bidet installed in his toilet. And he called me the other day. He was like, Boozy, bro, like, you gotta fuck with this. I was like, and I was like, honestly, bro, I never tried one, nor do I have like any type of desire to try a bidet. I've really never tried one. Yeah, also, though, caveat, everyone that I know that's tried it likes it.
Before you continue, for those that don't know, would you mind letting them know what a bidet is?
So a bidet is like this, I think it's like this little attachment that you like attach to your toilet seat, your toilet cover. And then when you sit, instead of like using toilet paper, you press a button on your toilet or whatever, and it shoots water straight up your asshole. I heard it feels crazy. I heard it works really well, but I've never tried it.
I don't think it's meant to shoot up straight into your asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not supposed to like touch like the core of the earth. Like it's supposed to, it's supposed to like clean the
rim. Okay, so that to my second point. So now he was just like, yeah, bro.
Get the crust.
He was like, bro, I just be going in there. I don't even got to use the bathroom.
No,
that's. Like, I just use this bidet, bro. I'll be chilling on it.
Like, on his phone?
It's just, yeah, man. It's like recreational. Like, some dudes like.
Recreational.
Some dudes feel the need to go, like, beat their shit. Some dudes want to go sit on the bidet for, like, 15 minutes.
Hot tub jet.
Yeah.
Do you think it could be, like, addicting?
I'm sure it could be. If it feels as good as I heard it does, it's probably crazy.
I'm not gonna lie. Japan, it's very big.
Everywhere.
It's very big in the culture. I was very fortunate to go to Japan, my family, when I was younger. I don't know what to expect, bro. Like I went in there and I sat down, and there was like I was in this hotel, and there's just like 20 fucking buttons on the side of the toilet, and I was like, oh, it's lit. This is a heated toilet seat.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the bidet. I'm like, again, younger, like in age, probably like around that same 10 to 12 range. I click the button thinking my shit's about to like turn up. My ass is about to be warm. I'm about to be chilling. I had my Game Boy with me. Brand new Pokemon to drop. I'm in Japan with it. Bro, feel like I'm ready. Like I'm ready to just chill.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you that I press that button and the most insane, like sharp, like it wasn't like it wasn't like a gentle fucking rinse. It was like a fucking like someone threw a trident of like water straight in my like unexpecting asshole. And it just, I literally bounced right up and I'm like, oh, what the fuck? But like it went, like it was going, like it wasn't angled straight. It was angled up. So like it was lowered. And as I got up to like avoid it, I stood up straight and it's just smacking me in the face, bruh. And like, we're about to go out to dinner and everything. My mom's like, what the hell happened to you? It was like, the toilet's fucking pissing. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening. But like, I haven't really fucked with it since, just because I'm still not over that.
No, I agree. I had a similar, I don't know if my experience was also in Japan, but I've only had one encounter with a bidet. And similar to you, like, you just feel that like piercing, like,
dude, he's like, not lying. No.
It's like a strong ass stream.
Because
bro.
Like if you're it ready is, for it, if you're ready for it, like it's, I feel like it could be different. Like it's like
you ever get hit with like a Super Soaker 2000?
Not in my
back
ass.
In the day? That's what it felt like. It's a strong ass stream, bro. And then like I stood up, like ass got smacked with it. And then just
ass got smacked all crazy.
All over the wall and shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy.
I'm down to try it. I'm down to try.
Part of both of either of those stories was enticing to you.
None of it was enticing, but like I just want to try it. I never tried it. But I do feel like if I try it and it, say it's like a public restroom, they're going to hear me just like scream.
Yelp.
Like, I'm going to be in there. They're going to hear a flush. The next thing they're going to hear is like, it's going to be like, oh shit.
And then right after you go hear boozy. Right after,
Boozy gets a bidet and our utility bill just skyrockets.
But you don't know about it. Boozy's like, hey, Rob, in case you ever need to use my bathroom, there's just some maintenance in there going on right now. Like, don't fuck with it. Rob pays the utility bill. He's like, man, I'm like, I wonder why it skyrocketed. Also, I wonder why Boozy's been in his bathroom. Like,
It's like, I don't see him anymore. Like, he moved his TV in there. He's been taking all his work calls in there. He even eats food in there. I don't know what's going on in there.
You go.
Whole setup in the fucking
bathroom.
You know
that fucking meme where it's like, they knock on the door and it's like that Travis Scott video. Like they open the door and it's like Travis blowing smoke and he's like turning the fuck up. Yeah. Like that's Boozy's bathroom. It's
turned up.
There's a couch in there.
I'm like, what do you think about getting a third roommate? He could take my old room. I'll move into the bathroom.
He just looks at you one day in the living room. Honestly, bro, like, I won't even be using my room like that. Like, we could rent that out. Like, I'll just, I don't know. I'll just chill in the bathroom.
They can use yours, though, right?
It's like,
cleanest butthole on the west of the Mississippi.
Also, you were talking about the seat warmer on the toilet. This also might be an unpopular opinion, but I hate when the seat is warm. I love a cold toilet seat. That might just be me, mentally for
too,
me.
I agree.
Because if it's warm, I'm like, oh, someone was just sitting here.
Yeah. Cold is cleaner.
No,
yeah,
but exactly. Here's the thing. That's what I think. But here's the thing. Are you talking about your toilet seat, like at home, or are you talking about like a public toilet
Both.
Seat? Both. Why do you know that it's cold if it's a public toilet seat?
It's happened before.
You bare-assed it? Bro,
Have you ever had to go so bad when shit's about to fall out?
And I grabbed toilet paper and I put it around.
No, I was obviously a young ass kid. You can still feel
the heat through the
toilet. I'm not gonna lie, man. Like if I'm at a public one, like once I put like the seat warmer, like once I put like the seat protector down,
yeah.
Or if like there's none of those little like papers to like put the seat protector, and like I do like my like nest of toilet paper,
yeah.
Like I don't like mind if it's warm. No.
I hate that.
No, like it's like,
I hate it, man. Can't do
but
it.
But like I choose to like remain, like I convince myself like I'm delusional with it. And I'm like, damn, like it's like well heated in here. Like my mind doesn't immediately go to like, oh damn, someone was just on here for hours. Like it's more so just like immediately it's like, what a comfortable environment for me to like.
Does the mental gymnastics until he says feels good,
and then I turn on the bidet. The toilet paper protector is everywhere. Damn, that'd be crazy if you put a seat protector and then you hit the bidet. I feel like you're just making a mess.
Or if the bidet spit out like warm water.
Wow,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, that
probably not hot water would like probably like hospitalize.
Yeah. Yeah. Some warm water would probably lukewarm. Be crazy.
How often you be sitting on toilet seats?
Look at me like that. Yeah.
How often you be sitting on like public toilet seats just like
body
like
temperature just, bidet water?
You mean like you mean just like sitting on public toilet seats raw?
Raw. Yeah. How many raw dogging public toilets?
I don't. I recently just mastered like the squat as well. So like I'll put like my multiple layers of toilet paper if they don't have the seat cover, and then I'll just like hover a little bit over the toilet and then just go crazy.
Dude, you know in India, I think they still have it. Like you go into like porta potties, just a hole in the ground.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's just like a hole in the ground. Like unisex, porta potties, like for anybody. And I'm like, what do you do with this? I'm like, they forgot to install the toilet. And my mom's like, nah, aim.
Yeah.
Like, nah, like everyone there's got a hat, like in India, like shout out to their quads,
China
man.
Too.
Yeah,
China
shout
too.
Out to their quads. Cause like that's like they're just squat like imagine like that's gotta be so embarrassing though, and like so annoying. It's like, bro, I got a shit hella bad. Like, I didn't have time to like fucking precisely like it's like the fucking little like machine little vending machines where like you have like the little claw,
yeah,
and like you fucking grab it out. Like that's how you have to like aim your ass over the hole to like make sure you're dropping the shit right inside of it.
Oh, so it's not big enough to where you could potentially fall in.
No, you can't fall in.
That would be a disaster.
I almost fell. That would be a disaster. I've almost fallen into like the little area where it goes in. Like in China one time. Like
with a foot?
We were at like a national park. Because it's like it's kind of like a cone, right? Or like there's like a little capture area and then like it goes like obviously it tubes away. But like this first area and then there's like the foot area and they usually don't have a hand holding thing. Like you just gotta like balance. But this time like we were at like a national park, like out in the middle of fucking nowhere, hella far from anything, and I almost fall in, bruh. And I end up like some of my like boxers that were around my ankle got like some shit on it.
And it wasn't yours.
It could have been a mixture of like whoever, so I had to like take that shit off and like commando the rest of the day. It was like the morning.
And I know it was hella hot out there, too.
Hella hot out there. It's crazy.
So your shit was sweating.
What kind of pants were you wearing?
Shorts and boxers.
Okay, yeah. Not jeans, though. No, commando and jeans is criminal, baby.
Because I know...
So you were just, like, freeballing it, like, kicking it with your parents?
Yeah, I had to, bro.
Did you tell them?
No, hell no.
I would have told them.
Yeah.
I would have been like, hey, we got to hit the gift shop or something.
They would have been cooking me, too.
Ain't no gift shop has, like, boxers and shit like that.
You don't got, like, the I Love China... I love the CCP fucking undies. They don't got that.
Now it's a dong.
You was at the wrong
but I heart CCP.
Yeah, nah, you that's
it might not be too far off to say like maybe like most of the world still has like shitting holes.
What I
before Africa has them too, like
before
a lot,
we dive
a lot
into
of
that.
Asia.
Before we dive into that, though, I mean, I do want to revisit the story that you just told us. I'm just going to ask from what we just heard. What do you think the odds are, like, realistically speaking, just probability here, that the shit only, if it's getting there, only got on his boxers?
I feel like it also got on your shorts.
It got on your leg,
no,
bro.
No.
You had doo-doo leg.
No, I didn't.
Stanky leg.
He was
walking around chatting in the stanky leg.
You're hitting the stanky leg all day.
No,
that's hella
because
crazy.
Luckily,
you walked around with
hand,
shit on your leg with
it
your hand.
It had the handhold. If it didn't have the handhold, like I would have fallen in, like completely.
Fallen in, yeah. Like it fully submerged in a hole of shit.
No, not, it's not like a porta potty hole.
No, I know. I know. But like define falling in like one.
Like just, it's like falling into a urinal, but it's like in the ground.
Oh, I'm over here picturing like falling
like
into a well.
Oh no,
no, no.
It's like the
there's no way you miss.
Like access,
there's no.
It's like the porta potty access point, and then like
there's
like
no like extra
away, like,
hole
like
on top.
Toilet.
It's like the floor here, as if there was just a hole in the floor. Like there's no like mounted area for you to do it. It's literally just ground as it is here with a fucking hole
it's
in
like,
it.
Just the toilet bowl, like without the water, pretty much.
Got it. Okay,
yeah.
Got you.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
Still crazy though.
You think you'd get it? Fucking like, were you able to color within the lines when you were a kid in coloring books?
I learned.
You think you'd shit within the hole?
I would if I didn't. I mean, it's all about I wasn't in here.
You walk out, there's just a shit on the floor. Man, someone really.
I swear, I'd be like, hey, that was in there when I was in there. Imagine, someone did that before I came in.
Imagine, like, if they had that shit. Like, you ever been to, like, a house party? And, like, you got to go to the bathroom.
And then a baddie's right behind you.
It's the worst thing in the world, bro. But it's, like, no matter what, like, the dude, even worse is, like, if you have to, like, first of all, if you're shitting at a house party, like, something went wrong at some point in your day before you got to the house. Absolutely. But, like, I've done it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No, I've clogged, like, a house party toilet. But, like, blamed it on the person before. Like, I walked out irate. Like, that's, it's all about how you... It's all about how you come out
all
of
about
it.
Lie.
Yeah. Like, the worst is too, is like if they don't have like freshener.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, even if like you just tooted, even if it was just a little fart, it's like you can't risk it. But the worst, bro, is when you walk in and it already smells like shit.
And then there's nothing you can do about
but dude, you look like you just got traumatized. You look like this has been happening.
There's nothing you can do, man.
And she'll never believe you.
Fuck, man.
Tell it.
This goes back to like this hella question. So a house party is one thing, obviously. Like you go in, you're like, okay, like I see there's some girls that are coming up right behind me. Like I gotta be on my best behavior, make sure like shit's wiped up. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I can't let everything out. but what if you're at your girl's house? Well, like you're at a girl's house for the first time, and you gotta like, you're like, hey, you gotta like take this shit.
It's
like,
tough, man.
And it's like, you're not gonna be like, oh, I gotta go take a shit. You're like, oh, like I gotta go like wash my hands. Or like, oh, I gotta go like take this call.
So you say something that, okay, so it depends on like how bad you have to go. If you feel it coming. Like if you feel like, oh, I could I could really go for a shit.
It's
right
like
now.
Either I shit now or I leave.
No, if you know it's like if you know like the second you drop your pants, like deuce will fly. Like if you know that, that means you can be in and out quick. So what you say is you're just going to the bathroom. And the second you get in there, you turn on the sink.
That's facts.
The second you get in there, you close the door, you turn on the sink, loud enough, fucking let that thing fly, quick wipe, flush, scrub the shit out of your hands. Pray to God she has poopery, which is like the little spray on top. Spray the toilet bowl with it. Febreze or whatever the fuck. That's the biggest thing too, is like if you go over to a girl's house, like I would recommend scouting the bathroom first.
Yeah.
Like, because here's the thing. If you, there's nothing you can do to play it off if she doesn't have anything. Like, what do you spray? Because I will say it's happened. Like, if there's nothing in there, like, I'm spraying her perfume.
Or if there's nothing in there, I'm like, oh, this shit smells crazy from the last time you used it because you don't got no spray.
Yeah. No, what if she's like, I actually haven't been home in a week? Like,
oh, shit, there's nothing wrong with your pipes.
They got shit for that.
Your shit's broken.
Yeah. I know, you want me to call a plumber?
There are ways to minimize your risk, though. Like,
how do we mitigate the risk?
The risk, as soon as your shit splashes into the water, right?
Flush.
Yep. Right away. Yep. Right away. That minimizes the air time that your shit got.
How do you sense too? I heard a way to even minimize like the sound of the splash, because it's one thing for them to smell it. It's another thing for them to know what you did.
No one's hearing the splash,
no.
Bro.
No.
No.
Like, no. You can't. No. Hey, bro. No, you can hear the splash.
You could time it.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, if you had, like, a big-ass dinner and, like, you've been holding it all day, like, that... This is crazy. That plop, bro, it's, like, that. Fucking, like, throwing, like, a fucking boulder into the ocean.
But what
like,
you gotta do is you gotta time it, and you gotta be, like...
Like, wait, why are you clapping in the bathroom? She'll be like,
get
the
you had a fly in here.
Nah, you can't. If you go to the bathroom in her place and the door's closed, she can't. She's probably just on her phone waiting, and she just hears. She's probably like, what the fuck did he accomplish in there?
Oh, I dropped my phone.
Oh, the classic phone drop.
Yeah.
No, but clap is like, because also, the clap, like, there's a lot of risk with that, too. Like, the flush is quick. Like, it's a button, and it does all the work for you. A clap is like, you could mistime it. And, like, if the plop, because then you hear a plop and then
clap.
You ever see, like, you see those videos like those kids
beat,
at school?
What kind of
those,
beat is he cooking up?
Those
in
kids
there?
At school where it's like, oh, he tried to like cover his fart with a cough, and like he coughs and then he lets out like a 10-second long fart. Y'all seen that video?
Yeah. Oh, he does both at the same time.
No, like he tries to cover the fart with his cough. And like, yeah. then, 5 seconds after, they're like, "You need to leave."
I think I've heard the flushing immediately. I've heard the potpourri. I've heard also to minimize risk, you put the toilet paper down in the toilet.
Mm.
I've also heard about like putting Fabuloso in the toilet. Heard about running the shower, putting some music
no,
on.
No, running the shower is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get away with that, though?
Like, unless you say,
but then why? Like, then it's on some like, oh, we shower together type shit. So like,
oh, it's because, you know, I'm smelling crazy.
Here's
right
it. No, because that's not a good look if you're telling her I smell crazy right now. If you tell her that, you might as well shit with the door open. Like, I smell crazy right now. She's not gonna be like, I want him.
I mean,
it's really like the key ingredients are like, how are you going to deafen the sound,
yeah,
and how are you going to cover up the smell,
yeah,
and the biggest thing is how are you going to minimize your time in there,
yeah,
because
yeah,
if you're taking like over like, dude, 2 minutes, like maybe three, like, because think about how quick like we normally pee,
yeah,
like you pee, you wash your hands and you're out, but we wash our hands,
yeah. I think the time spent is the obvious giveaway of what you were doing in there. So like 5 minutes is like, all right, he was, you know, taking a shit.
Because you know what's tough? We can't get away with the like, because it's like a frowned upon stereotype. Like we can't be like, oh, I was on my phone, because quote unquote, men are supposed to stand while they pee.
And you also can't really pee with one hand.
What?
On your phone while peeing?
I've done it.
Or you just, I mean, you also just could own it. You know, so there's nothing wrong with like leaving a skid mark in there, marking your territory.
There's several things wrong with going to someone else's home, especially it being someone of romantic interest and leaving a shit stain on her toilet.
That's super out of pocket.
It's
incredibly disrespectful. It's like, this is what I think about you.
It's also like, you're going to be in her group chat. And also, it's not even that. It's just, hey, bro, wipe your shit off my toilet.
Because, like, also, what if the first flush doesn't take everything away?
Yeah.
And then you're just second, third flush, and then you got to get the bowl scrubber, and then you got to fucking handyman it, and just fucking dig in there and just... That hasn't happened to me, but I'm just thinking about all possible situations.
Yeah. You want to know the craziest, like, shit-related story, and then we'll move on to another thing?
What's up?
The other week, I, like, saw that... Back in the day, like the medieval like castles, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have like proper plumbing or anything, and for their bathrooms, they would just kind of have like a bay style window, like the window would kind of go out like this, mm-hmm, or part of the castle tower would go out, and then there would just be a hole just exposed to the air beneath the castle. So like, kind of like the castle tower is like the cylindrical,
mm-hmm,
kind of thing that goes up. And then like a little part, which is the toilet, is just like a little hole exposed to underneath. And then what would happen is enemies would find out where the bathrooms are, and they would spear the people from beneath while they were shitting. And it was like a very common way to like assassinate like powerful like generals.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what a way to go.
Damn.
Yeah, absolutely crazy.
I've never heard of that. That's actually crazy.
Like, would you even like imagine like you're one of the people and like you killed like the fucking king, like,
oh,
and you report and you report back, it's like, King Slayer, tell us how you dethroned him.
It's like, well, I took his cheeks. I took his cheeks, my liege.
Instead of like a head on a spike, you got his cheeks on a spike.
Bring me back his cheeks.
I want his cheeks.
As soon as he sat upon the stool,
I knew his asshole was mine.
Sire, his cheeks are no more.
Kingslayer.
Oh my god. Yeah, that shit's crazy, man. I can go on and on about that.
So the Skip and Shannon situation
Man.
There's also some crazy that I want to talk about, you know? So like 30 minutes ago, Shannon Sharp announced that, or it was announced that Shannon Sharp would be leaving his partnership with Skip Bayless.
You got a buyout with FS1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just saw the Instagram post and they listed like three reasons. And like the first reason was like they had like a disagreement on
like how, like, when.
How Skip reacted to the DeMar Hamlin situation when he collapsed on the field. Mm. Understandable. Very understandable. And the second reason was
just like topics, Shannon, some stuff.
Or yeah, topics. Like Shannon Sharp wanted to have more say in like the topics that they brought on the show. So like I didn't know Skip like curated like most of it, but it's pretty cool. But understandable reason to leave, right? But then the third reason, and they only gave three reasons to the public. And the third reason was Shannon Sharp's friendship with LeBron had become like a point of contention because Skip would
always
clown on LeBron all the time. Mm. That's crazy. Like,
that is crazy.
the fact that his friendship with LeBron had so much, like, that was one of the three reasons.
Well, LeBron's league, like his, you know? Goat. I mean, I thought like the ship and scan were going to fall out anyways, just because I thought that was long overdue.
Yeah.
But I mean, to your point though, is LeBron too powerful?
He can do anything he wants, bro.
Like, how much? Well, do you LeBron, remember, like, when they were like, oh, LeBron, like, with Clutch Sports, like, the Rich Paul group, mm-hmm. were like, if for his agent, they're like, oh, LeBron can low-key, like, orchestrate any NBA trade he wants because half these players are signed to Clutch now, and that's his best friend growing up, and Rich Paul. And so, like, LeBron runs the league, and in terms of who gets traded where. Obviously, that didn't pan out as much recently, but because people started standing up to it. But, like, for a while with the Cavs, he's like, all right, if I want this person, like, I'm just going to make that trade happen.
Bro, he can do that. He can get coaches fired.
He can get coaches fired. He can get Dylan Brooks started talking shit to him, and now he's in China.
Yeah, he can do that.
And now he's like, playing in Taiwan with Dwight Howard, allegedly. Yeah.
He's untouchable. And then the bubble story that Austin Rivers is talking about.
Oh, yeah. Austin Rivers was just posted. Like, I guess the story had come out, too. But Austin Rivers just, like, reignited it. He was talking about, like, in the bubble, like, when there was, like, a lot of movement going on for, like, Black Lives Matter and, like, everything was happening. And, like, yeah. But overall, point of it being, even in the bubble, Austin Rivers was talking about, oh, you know, like the players are trying to figure out if they should go back to play and whether or not. And then he said, like, Udonis Haslem, this is when LeBron's on the Lakers. He said Udonis Haslem, as a member of the Heat, just went up. He grabbed the mic. He's like, hey, big bro, to LeBron. He's like, you playing? If you're not playing, the Miami Heat aren't playing. And he dropped the mic and walked out. And it's like, and then Austin Rivers was even talking about, he's like, honestly, that's how like a lot of people felt. Like, is LeBron still going to play? If he plays, like, this bubble shit will continue. Like, AKA, this season will continue. And like, whether or not it's like official or not, like pretty much if LeBron played or not, the fucking season would continue. It's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. It's pretty incredible. It's insane. Yeah.
At this point, LeBron is basketball.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Is he too powerful?
I think he uses his power for good.
He does.
For good.
But is it out of pocket how much like he has?
I don't think so. I think it's
earned, but
I was gonna say I think it's earned just because, at least to our knowledge, like the public knowledge, he's never had like a blemish on his record. So everything that he says, he's almost like infallible.
He'd
like,
be lying though.
Absolutely. And it's funny though. Yeah. It's like no one gives him shit. Everyone just thinks it's hilarious.
He's on like page two of like four different books.
Yeah, bro. And it's added to the legacy. Like, oh, this man be lying, but it's so fucking funny.
He'd be fucking up song lyrics. But yeah, he doesn't do anything like bad. Yeah, exactly. No, I get your point. I'm just fucking around.
Like, I feel like he's just a cool ass dude that's hella funny, that's fucking one of the greatest basketball
players
of all time. He's
definitely the greatest sports role model, I think, of all time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think
of all time. And I think it's like hands down, too.
I agree.
Like, the school, like, I forgot the name of the school, but that he started as well.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I believe.
I promise.
Yeah. That's fucking amazing. Yeah. And, like, he just does dope. He's just I think Savannah's his high school sweetheart.
Yeah.
His mom would like, be coming courtside to games, too. Like, mm-hmm. he really, like, didn't grow up with, like, a financial background like that.
Yeah.
He didn't grow up in the best conditions. Made it. Was the promised one. Lived and exceeded the, like,
expectations.
Yeah, I guess he does have too much power, but I guess it's warranted.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
well, if he had too much power, he'd be winning it every year, which he's not.
I mean, he's got four. A championship in the NBA, like, you can only have so much power.
It's not easy.
He can only have so much power.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say he has too much, though. He has the most power for sure, but he's like gotten that in the right way, you know?
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't do wrong. You know,
what would LeBron have to do to be like, his power levels are over 9,000? Like, it's too much.
You have to like run for president.
Yeah.
I'd vote for him.
I would too, probably. I'd probably have to run for president, to be honest.
I'm not going to lie. Like, we saw like the voting for celebrity thing not work. Yeah. But I would. His cabinet would do all the work. Like, I know, yeah. LeBron as president would be hard. It would be hard.
Mm-hmm. Imagine how much lying he'd be doing.
That'd be like the first president, like since. That'd be like the first president, I think, like since Obama. Do you remember, like when we were like a kid? You're like, oh, if you met the president, it's like the most important person in the world. Like,
yeah.
Well, if I saw like Donald Trump, I'd be like, oh, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But like, he's also like sitting ringside with like the Nelk boys and Dana White at like MMA fights. Like, he's very accessible. I feel like it's not like as like a captivating presence. Like, oh, hey, he's arguably the greatest basketball player of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's the president of the free world. He's the leader of the free world.
Well, the thing is like, I wouldn't even put it out of the realm of possibility. No. Like, I feel like it could happen.
I don't think it's impossible.
I don't think it's impossible either.
But I would have doubts about, like, how he would handle, like, China relations, you know?
He would just...
China.
Yeah.
Is his contract with Nike for life?
Well, like, the whole... people were giving him shit for, like, being in bed with China because, like, the whole, like, Uyghur situation and, like, mm-hmm. everyone wanted him to speak out about... that, and he wouldn't because he wants to like keep collecting checks from Nike China. I don't know.
You know what would go crazy though, since he's a lifelong, like, I think he's a lifetime deal with Nike. I don't know if that's correct, but he's with Nike.
Who?
Imagine a Nike presidential sponsorship.
Wow, crazy. That commercial,
bro. He just did a commercial with Taco Bell. Imagine like his
for the Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, imagine his sponsors carry over into his presidency.
It'd be insane.
Damn.
Hey, this is LeBron James, president of the United States here.
Some of those...
It's Taco Tuesday. I'd be like, bro, nah, we're fucked.
Can you imagine every Tuesday being a national holiday with
wow,
free
the 4-day
tacos?
Work week?
Yes.
Whoa.
Wow. I hope he sees this.
Yeah. Hey, and even if it's like one of the kids, Bryce, you get this to your pops, let him know, like, got a couple years left in the league, keep killing it, but the Oval Office is waiting for you. Yeah.
Which is
job's
you got three
not,
votes.
Job's not finished.
You got three votes. You got three votes right here. Guaranteed.
It's crazy you said he's got a couple more years left in the league. Right after they got eliminated by the Nuggets, there was speculation around his retirement, which I thought was very strange. I'm like, he's still got like some juice left in the tank. I think he's got like 4 years.
Well, that brings me back to my earlier point. He'd just be lying. Yeah. Like, he's just like, he knows he's not retiring.
Yeah.
Like, you know when like Tom Brady like contemplated it?
Yeah.
Like, it's very smart. I'm sure also to his point, like, bro, it's year 20. Like, all his peers are retired. Like, all the Andre Iguodala, I think, was like the last like near draft. And like, he's Andre Iguodala just retired.
No, it was Carmelo Anthony.
But yeah, Carmelo. Well, Carmelo too. But I think like he was like the year after or some shit like that.
No, they were the same year, right? They were the same year.
Yeah, no, Carmelo was the same year
as
LeBron.
That's what I'm saying,
But Carmelo also didn't play all year either.
Yeah,
like when he did, he's not putting up, like, LeBron's averaging fucking like 37 and 7, like damn near. So like, LeBron's still doing LeBron shit.
Yeah.
In year 20, and he's about like 38, 39. How old is he?
38.
Whatever. Yeah. And like, Udonis Haslam would just be chilling on the bench. But like, it's a very valid, like, I'd be like, all right, I've done everything for this, but like, it's a valid time to consider retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But you also know LeBron James.
Yeah.
And like, there, I don't think there's a fiber in him that like genuinely considered it. I think what it is, oh shit, we just got swept.
Yeah.
Let me change the narrative.
No, yeah. I think he actually is genuinely considering it, because you got to think, like, he wants to play with Bronny, right? He said that a bunch of times. Bronny's going into his first year in college, probably going to be a one-and-done prospect. If he retires this year, he has 1 year left on his deal. If he retires this year, then his contract is void, right? He sits out 1 year.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
No, well, like, if he retires, then wherever Bronny goes, he can sign a vet min wherever that, like,
if you don't,
onto that team.
I don't think you get out of your contract with that retirement, though.
Probably.
Nah, you can't just retire and then be like, dude, Kyrie would have done that like 15 times. Like, when he was like trying to get traded, Kyrie would have been like, all right, here's my resignation. Yo, I'm back. Yeah. Like, no, Kyrie, I think, like, you're still like part, like, I think the team still has like the
has
rights to
year.
Your contract. And
he only has 1 year on his deal left, though. So, like, either way, after next season, it's going to be over. No matter if it's like voided or not by retirement. I don't know if it is. But,
well, he just dropped 40 points in an elimination
maybe
game
he,
seven. Like, he could,
yeah, maybe he's like
Tom Brady played. It's very different sports comparatively, but like, I feel like if there's a player that could do it at a high level to like 45, like, it's taking a lot for granted, but I feel like it'd be future president of the United States, LeBron James.
I agree.
But basketball is like, I feel like it's way more taxing on the body than like being a quarterback.
Nah,
you can wear a red shirt in practice, you don't even get hit.
That's practice.
I know.
Yeah, but that one hit you do take.
Yeah, bro.
Could be it. Could be the end.
He just like takes to the ground before he gets sacked.
That shit hurts, bro. I think getting hit, like football doesn't matter what position you play. I think it's way more taxing on the body than any position.
On the body for sure. Yeah.
Base basketball. It's way more taxing on the body.
But the way like LeBron plays though, it's like.
But what I will say though is that's in game. The conditioning you have to keep your body at to play basketball, I think, is more than it would be to play quarterback. NFL.
Yeah, so you have to be in, like better like shape, you have to have more conditioning.
Your off season, all of that. I think they're both obviously fucking insane. Mm-hmm. Like to keep up to be like an NFL quarterback or like a basketball player. I feel like unless you're Zion, like you're really committed to like your diet and like your everything you're doing to stay just enough in shape. So the fact that LeBron's still doing that in year 20 is crazy. Yeah. But overall point, yeah, I think he's too powerful.
Yeah, I agree. But shout out to him.
Shout out to LeBron James, future president of this country. Make it happen, man.
And last thing on this, we will miss him when he retires, despite all the haters or whatever. Like, he might have beat our Warriors, you know.
Despite us three being Warrior fans. Yeah, exactly.
Like, we will miss him when he retires. Because that's, like, I don't know who the next one
is. He's the last one. We still have, like, the remaining, like, if you really think about it, like, in terms of, like, the real hymns and, like, proven, it's like, I mean, Kawhi has been like fucking bad, like injured for a minute. So you can't even like, so it's really just like Steph.
Yeah, literally. It's Steph. It is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If LeBron, damn, is it really just, it's, like, I mean, like at this point, you can put Giannis there. Like,
you can.
But like, you still think of like that era.
Yeah.
And like, even Steph's like was probably not like as much when you think of that era because like his was like the later decade.
Yeah.
Because like 2015 is when we started popping off. Yeah. And like, Kobe was on like his second last year at that point. Mm-hmm. But like, you still put Steph there because like Steph has the track record to speak for it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
after LeBron, like you really just got Steph, and then are we missing like anyone like that's still like just been doing this shit?
No.
Al Horford.
No. No. Nah,
I mean, like, honestly, I could see Tatum like getting to those heights. I mean, like, if you fucking Nikola Jokic is doing
unreal shit. We'll see.
Like two MVPs, fucking a second place MVP.
Yeah.
Western Conference fucking MVP now, averaging a triple-double as a center, probably about to win a finals MVP with a ring.
Yeah.
I feel like we just, like, baby it because we're like, ah, oh, they're not. You know, it's, I mean, like, it's NBA regular season games used to feel like playoff games. Yeah. I think that's the way to put it. Like, there was, like, that grit and, like, oh, shit, showcase Sunday, but it's, like, fucking, like, February. But, like, you're watching, like, a Celtics-Knicks game.
Yeah.
And it feels like game seven of the finals. You don't really get that as much, yeah, like,
there's,
anymore.
There's no, like, outwardly, like, dominant young guys.
That's what I'm saying. There's no one who's like, oh, like he. I mean, there is
Book.
Book is, but
yeah, but he doesn't impose his will like
Luka
enough. Luka, yeah,
yeah. I mean, honestly, Jokic
Tatum.
Is still
you could put
young.
Tatum in that combo.
Tatum's
gets a little shaky.
But I feel
in the
like
ops,
they're softer.
Yes,
I feel like they're softer.
Yeah,
you know
who I feel like can change that?
Who?
Anthony Edwards.
He's cool. I like Anthony.
I feel like he's got that dog personality too.
He does.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Anthony Edwards can bring the old NBA back.
I think so. I agree.
Because like, not only is like he checks all the boxes for like, he's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the personality off the court. You can see like from like all the shit he talks, like he's kill anybody in his path on the court.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fucking just bottom line, hella nice at basketball.
Yeah.
Stupid bounce.
Yeah.
Got a nice jumper. Got a fucking bag and a half. Mm-hmm. I think Anthony Edwards can save the NBA.
I like that. I do like that.
Yeah, he's got all the tools, but he hasn't shown he can win anything.
He just says, you know? His team's ass, bro.
I know.
They fucking suck.
They traded like 20 years of their future for Rudy Gobert.
Their team sucks.
It's arguably the worst trade in NBA.
Their team wasn't bad. You know, like, they got Cat. They had like Mike
Cat was Cat was like out the entire year.
They had D'Lo for a while. Like, they had a pretty solid team.
They had a lot of like B players.
Yeah, but like
B, like,
well, you saw what D'Lo just did with the Lakers.
But you put LeBron, like LeBron with the Cavs. You know what I mean? He was dragging them to wins.
We're not saying Anthony Edwards is LeBron James. We're saying like he can bring like that old grit and grind.
Can't even get to the playoffs. LeBron was dragging him to the finals.
Yeah.
It's like, even if you were
Ant was just in the playoffs.
They were, yeah.
He was in the play-in, wasn't he?
No, they lost to the Nuggets. They lost to the Nuggets in the first round.
Yeah, yeah, they went in there. No. Yeah. That also does put it even in more perspective of how amazing like those dudes were. Like LeBron, like dragging the fucking Cavs to the finals. They were super sad.
I mean, I think the two biggest competitors I've ever seen in my life, and I don't think anyone will ever come close, Kevin Garnett and Kobe Bryant.
Mm.
Like, just like, you don't want to be on their bad side.
Yeah.
Like, at least, like, I'm sure, like, we were born, like, later 90s, mid-90s. We weren't, you know, fucking actively aware as we're watching, like, Jordan and all that shit.
Or even young Kobe.
The fucking, job's not finished, Kobe.
Yeah.
Like, or the fucking Kevin Garnett, like, just screaming, like, that raw emotion, like, anything is possible after the championship.
Or that other thing he said, these young, make it my...
Yeah. When he said Carmelo's wife tasted like Honey Nut Cheerios,
so
like
crazy.
On the court, like that's it just like you're never gonna get.
You're never gonna see that
like
again.
That. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a golden era of just everything.
That's what I'm saying.
Golden era.
That's what I'm saying. But anyways, LeBron James is too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of people being soft, guess who's dropping a new song this Friday?
I heard it was gonna.
Gunna won a first official track from being released from prison. Allegedly.
What's it called?
All allegedly after he quote unquote snitched in the Young Thug case for everything YSL related. Are we bumping that new Gunna? Are we still listening to Gunna?
I'm always listening to Gunna, bro.
I'll listen to it. Yeah. I'll see how it is though.
We know how it's gonna be. It's gonna be good.
Do we? Yeah.
Is it?
I mean, look, a lot of people have been saying a lot of things, like Lil Durk, like he did this interview recently, and he was just like, yeah, I can't really fuck with Gunna. Lil Boosie was just saying, like, oh, like, I don't want to see any rats succeed. So he was also talking about Gunna as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, honestly, I know a lot of people that if they were in his same situation would have done the same thing. I'm not saying I would have, but... I know a lot of people that would have told.
Ask the question.
What's the question?
What that sentence plays out into.
Are you snitching or not?
Rob?
It depends. But I mean, I hope not.
You hope that you wouldn't snitch?
I hope I would like to say
I'm saying right now. I am saying while not being actively faced with those the circumstances. No, I'm not snitching.
Yeah.
Because
you're snitching, bro.
No, I don't know.
I'm not calling you a snitch.
No.
But I'm saying like
you would.
You're facing like
30. Yeah, at least I'm admitting it.
Bro, you're saying you're facing like 30 years. You didn't do anything.
But maybe he did. But he did do something. He did do something because he got roped into it and arrested. Yeah. But his charge, because he's not the. He's a small fish in the pond. Like they were trying to
take down the head honcho. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean. So you might, you snitching?
I'm saying I'm not.
If it was my fault and like if I was being egregious for like a long time and like everyone was in this shit because of me, like nah, then I'd feel bad for snitching. You know what I mean?
Would you though?
They wouldn't ask you to snitch if you're the head guy. They'd be like, we got you.
No, but then like
they're not going to be like, tell on your henchmen so we can let you go. We really want them.
But it's usually like the predicament you're facing. I don't really know, but like the predicament you're facing is like you either don't snitch and you do more time or you snitch and do less time. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
Or no time at all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or no time at all.
Yeah. So it depends
on
how egregious
I am saying
I
wouldn't. What are you?
Honestly, bruh. Damn. I mean, yeah, there's this shit called like the street code. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
But I got to think about my mama, too.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Fact. She didn't do nothing. Why is she being punished?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, honestly, I'll probably keep a G.
That's my answer.
G as in Gunna?
Oh, my God.
Rat!
I probably keep a G, man. You know me.
Yeah. You want to elaborate or just keep a G?
Just keep a G, man.
I like that answer. I too will be keeping it G.
Oh, man. Do I got something for y'all?
What's good?
Man, it's my favorite segment of the week. The tweet of the week.
Tweet of the week.
Tweet of the week.
Tweet,
man,
tweet.
Let me tell you. So I have been seeing a bunch of videos online of these fucking sexual ice cream shops.
That's good.
There's a video that I'm currently looking at right now, and it's a man placing an ice cream cone right here. Or it might be a banana covered in ice cream.
Honestly, better show us before you. But what do you mean before you press play? Ice cream sex shop. What the fuck is that?
Just take a look at this. Here, I'm gonna play it right now.
Oh,
nah.
The music's crazy.
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Nah. No, oh, no. Hell nah. Who do you follow, bro? What do you mean you've been seeing this on your Twitter all week? What is it? Where is this?
I think they got one in Oakland.
What'd you say?
I think they got one. Oh.
What is this, like Yogurt Land? She just cut. What's he doing?
Is this her second one?
Why is he fucking the counter? Oh, he's getting the shit on the ice cream dick.
Why did he shake the counter like that?
What's it? Oh, no.
Yeah, so basically.
Imagine like pulling up and like you're like with your family, like kids who wants ice cream, and like you just think it's like an ice cream store, and you pull up and you see that shit?
Fuck the family. What if your girl's like, let's go get ice cream, and you see her doing this shit? She's like, oh, don't worry, honey, I'll pay. Takes you to this spot.
Damn right, you pay.
Takes you to this spot. She does her thing. She's like, all right, your turn.
You know what? You know what I'd be hella mad about, though?
What?
If like I heard the ice cream was hella good.
Probably and fire.
No,
cool.
I'm like, that's like the only way you can like
try the ice cream.
They're like, hey man, like, we have a policy. So we have like we have a strict three thrust policy. Like, unfortunately, like that's like, bro, she was like sampling them with like that. Like, yeah. I try.
Like, that's got to be like an extra service or something, bro.
Imagine your girl's crazy. Like, oh, I want to try every flavor. It's like, nah,
it's
we
like,
got
nah.
I'm gonna take you to Baskin Robbins. Yeah. They got 31 of them things. We getting the fuck out of here.
Would you guys eat one of those?
Honestly, bro, I seen some dudes in the back of the video. It's probably cool. I mean, I probably wouldn't do all that, but you know, I probably just
only way you can have it. But it's the best ice cream in the world. Hold on. Only way you can have it, but it is renowned, is the best ice cream in the world. But you have to be served it like the first girl.
Do I gotta like keep my eyes open and shit or close? Like,
that's your discretion.
I mean, I probably.
You gotta look him in the eyes.
No. You can choose. You can wear sunglasses.
I mean, I probably try it.
You're bro, no.
Who's man? I'm not here to.
Glad you want that.
They probably got like a vagina cookie cone or something, right?
Nah, he's saying you
no matter
have to try
what
it.
Flavor they got.
If that's not vagina flavor,
I don't care. If that's how I have to be served it.
No, I'm saying like there's probably like a thing that looks like a vagina too.
I don't think there is, bro.
If you open an ice cream shop like that, you wouldn't just serve dicks. You would serve like shit.
What am I doing?
Everyone.
I'm just serving it, you know? To him like here.
That's crazy, bro.
No.
But yeah, I think they got one in Oakland.
No way, Oakland.
We out?
No way. No way the town allowed this shop.
We should go on site.
What is?
Should we do an episode?
What if you
should we do an on the street interview of people right as they walk out of there? Like, sir, what flavor did you get?
Sir?
Sir?
What if you log on to Instagram and then like, you click on like one of your homegirl's stories and then you just see your girl just.
No, but you don't see it. You just see like she posts like the pretty part of the ice cream shop and it's like Big Dick's ice cream. And
no,
it's like whatever
what
the
if
fuck
it's
called.
The video like that. She's just getting throated.
Oh, well then.
At the shop.
Like it's like on her like previous like stories, like her history. Like when you go to the profile, they have like.
You just.
Oh, like the highlights.
The highlights.
Not
like,
that.
No, he's just saying like you
story.
Check Instagram, like you
story.
See her story and like she's just getting like. Humiliated in an ice cream store.
Is it over?
Nah, it's not over.
Can we go back to the first girl, bro? Like, nah, like, cause like that's not even about ice cream anymore.
No, it's not. And I think when they shook the
dude behind her with the phone.
Nah, like, hey, bro, like this this isn't even about ice cream
look
anymore.
At this guy, look at this
it's
guy.
Definitely not. No, when he shook the counter while he was dipping the dick into the sauce, that's crazy.
Nah, man, like, bro, like imagine.
The final
for good measure.
The final yeah. smack. All
right, turn this shit off, bro. I don't want to watch anymore.
That shit's so insane, bro.
Yeah. Nah, but anyways, if y'all are trying to if y'all were serious about Oakland, like we could probably like just let me know. Like, I'll be.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We'll go have a little look.
No, because they got some other shit out there.
Yeah, they got hella shit. Open.
Yeah, they got
bro, the best.
We're not gonna be out there for that.
No,
you know?
I mean,
like, we would never. We would never go out there. Just
I don't know why we're sarcastically making it sound like either of us would pull up. No, he's right. We would never.
Brad, the best is just looking through the comments like this one. It's, y'all see this shit in quotes? He's just looking.
Oh, hey, didn't see you there.
Oh, man. Well, hey, another episode, another segment of Tweet of the Week. Hopefully, we got some more shit for you that's going to be crazier every week. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. And I'm sorry. I'm looking at the comments. This shit
is you got to stop. Well, we can wrap it up, though. It's Dude's been a real one. Hey, so back to it.
So like, what the fuck's going on?
He's like, what the fuck? fuck y'all got going on over there? Sure, I mean, we might as well wrap it the way we started it with the right way to dap. Yeah. I'll get you later, bro. Yeah, you gotta fart. You know, you gotta reach over. Well, appreciate y'all tuning in another episode. We'll be back. Shit, I don't even know what the episode this is anymore, but we'll be back with the one after this one, the week after this one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Appreciate y'all tuning in. We'll see y'all next week. Have a good one.